Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Chris Dush of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana Counties. Representative Dush, welcome to this report to your constituents. We have a new legislative session here in 2019 and just got sworn into office on New Year's Day. What are some of your reflections on getting to work with a new, fresh slate in a legislative session?
Well, as you said, on Tuesday, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives convened so that the oath of office could be administered to the House members. And the House is now comprised of 110 Republicans and 91 Democrats, including 43 first-term members. On swearing-in day, the House events included the certification of election results and adoption of rules that will govern the chamber. There are several changes which increase transparency and have me excited about this new term. For example, one of the concerns which motivated me to run was the continuing erosion of legislative power envisioned in our Constitution. We are to be a separate but entirely co-equal branch of the government with the executive and judicial branches. We also have oversight obligations under the Constitution over each of those branches. The first piece of legislation I introduced 4 years ago would provide chairmen of each standing committee the power to issue subpoenas to compel testimony and the production of evidence when performing our oversight duties. In my first session, it was buried and never received a hearing. The same happened again last session, however, with the success of the Common Sense Caucus in bringing out a lot of hidden information. I was able to get all but three of the committee chairmen to sign on as co-sponsors as they started to get a grasp on what was being withheld from them. There is still hesitancy among some members about spreading that authority to every chair. So Majority Leader Brian Cutler worked with me and with others and came up with a new House Government Oversight Committee, which the House voted Tuesday to create. House Rule 45A creates the House Government Oversight Committee, which has subpoena power to investigate matters in a professional and appropriate way that are managed by the Speaker, Majority, and Minority Leaders. The use of the subpoena is an effective, though little-used, tool in our oversight toolbox. There are a number of reasons why we should be using it more effectively. For example, when investigating executive actions, legislators are told by various departments they have to submit the same right-to-know request that everyday citizens use to obtain information from the departments. When right-to-know requests are used, the right-to-know law has a list of exemptions which often prohibit the release of certain information. The legislator who has constitutional oversight responsibility of that information is not excluded from those prohibitions. Even if the department wants to release the information, their legal counsel advises them they cannot. Thus, the House does not get the information that they need in order to perform their oversight duties. The subpoena can also be used to cover for individual whistleblowers when we would like to obtain testimony, but the individual is in fear of losing his or her job. We can compel a number of people who have access to the same information, thus preventing the true source being revealed, and further put all testifiers under oath to get to the truth. If this committee is effectively run and utilized, I believe the people of the Commonwealth will see good state employees helping the legislature to uncover much of what is going wrong with the state government.
Also, it's January, and that means it's the start of the Pennsylvania Farm Show down here in Harrisburg. I'm sure you're going to be making it. What do folks need to know?
Oh, thank you. I am very happy to remind folks that the 103rd Pennsylvania Farm Show will kick off Saturday, January 5th, and run through Saturday, January 12th. This year's theme is Inspiring Pennsylvania's Story. In addition to all the delicious food offerings, the farm show features 6,000 animals, 10,000 competitive exhibits, and 300 commercial exhibitors. Admission to the farm show is free, but parking is $15 per vehicle. However, shuttle service is provided. If you're participating in it or attending the farm show, take your camera and phone along with you and snap some photos. You can share your memories and photos on my Facebook page at PA State Rep Chris Dush. And for those of you who are using Twitter, when you're posting the photos, don't forget to insert the hashtag PAFS19. More information about the 2019 Farm Show is available at www.farmshow.pa.gov.
Representative Dush, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush.